Sergeant Jim Alley was a carpenter, then worked on high dam construction on the Washington State-Canada border. Eventually, he had his own construction company in California. Beyond Leo Boyle, a number of men went into teaching. After a 20-year hitch in the Army, Sergeant Leo Hashey taught water safety for the Portland, Oregon Red Cross. He became Director of Health and Safety Education. Sergeant Robert Rader taught the handicapped at Paso Robles High School in California for more than 30 years. Captain Harry Welsh got married immediately upon his return to the States, with his bride, Kitty Grogan, wearing a dress made from the reserve chute he wore on D-Day and carried with him through the rest of the war. He went to college, taught, earned an M.A., and became a high school counselor, then administrator. Sergeant Forrest Guth taught printing, woodshop, electricity, electronics, and managed the sound and staging of school productions in Norfolk, Virginia, and Wilmington, Delaware, until his retirement. Private Ralph Stafford writes, "Graduated in 1953 and started teaching sixth grade in Fort Worth. Taught for 3 years and was elementary principal for 27 years and dearly loved it. It was truly my calling. I was elected president of District 5, Texas State Teachers Association, Dallas-Fort Worth, 20,000 members. In 1950, I went bird hunting with some guys from the fire department. I shot a bird and was remorseful. As I looked down at it, the bird had done me no harm and couldn't have. I went to the truck and stayed until the others returned, never to hunt again." Sergeant Ed Tipper went to the University of Michigan for a B.A. and then to Colorado State for an M.A. He taught high school in the Denver suburbs for almost 30 years. After retirement, he writes, "I went to Costa Rica to visit one of my former students. There I met Rosie, 34 years old. After an old-time courtship of about a year, we married in the face of great opposition from most everyone I knew, Dick Winters excluded. It was hard to disagree, especially with the argument that marriage to a 61-year-old man probably meant sacrificing any hope of having a family, a major consideration for Latin women. Our daughter, Carrie, was born almost 10 months to the day after our wedding. Rosie went to medical school in Guadalajara and in 1989 got her M.D. He has recently been operated on for cancer. My wife, daughter, and I have just moved into a new house. It may seem strange for a 70-year-old to be buying a house, but our family motto is, it's never too late."